You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sistren and brethren around the world. That's numero uno. Because I don't know how to say the rest of it in Spanish. Anyway, this is your hostess with the mostest. And my wonderful, amazing co-host. This is Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Jenny and the Muse, M-U-S-E, and you'll find us real easy-like. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius XM Radio, and we are now distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, Art 19, 5050 Global Music Inc., and The Orchard by Sony. Did I say Sony enough times? Sony, Sony, Sony. Sony.
That's the one that gets a lot of people, everybody's attention.
Sony, Sony, fucking Sony. All right, there we go. Now your mic's on.
That's the one that gets everybody's attention.
And now
that one in iHeartRadio.
And now this amazing band that we have on today, Celebrity Stalker, will also be on Sony.
Sony.
Our album's released on Sony already. We are on The Orchard.
They're already on The Orchard.
Hi.
Wonderful.
Nice.
It's a wonderful tie-in. Or
distributed.
It's a wonderful tie-in.
Yeah, it is.
We're all with Sony.
I brought you a coffee.
Fuck yes.
I think Sony may have already sent you one. I don't know.
I'm very excited. You never know, they may have. I'll check my mailbox.
Nice.
We are with Celebrity Stalker. And so, on with the show. Anyway, we have our health segment expert call in a few minutes here, Derek Webb. Check him out. Derek Webb, actor and radio host. I just made his Facebook and Instagram pages. I manage him also. Anyway, bands that manage the artists that we manage. Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. Don Marlowe, High Priestess. She'll read your fortune, tell you your tarot, and I don't know, whatever else. She does all kinds of that mystic-y stuff.
Right, right.
We have Star Daddy. Nola Star. She can swallow a sword and spit fire. Gotta love women that can do that.
Right.
Plus, she's extra hot.
Nice.
Not just because of the fire.
or the swallowing.
Swallowing. Just ask Star Daddy. Anyway, Jane's Addicted, female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We have Ozzy Train, female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute band from the Randy Rhoads era.
Nice.
Mortis the Devil's Reject and the Mortis Doll Dancers. You can check his music out on many horror movies out there, so check it out. We've got Lady Cinder, also a freak show performer, as well as we have Lillian Sin, actress, and she's also a freak show performer, burlesque dancer.
Mortis.
And then we have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Check them out. Hard rock band, really amazing music. Fallen Fury, a metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Burn the Ships, that's new metal out of Bakersfield, California. Berserk, very, really controversial type music.
Hip-hop, hard rock.
They talk about a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're on the air with Derek Webb. What's up?
Hi, Jen. How's it going?
All right. Good, man. Hold that thought. Let me spit off this last couple of things, and then we're going to bring you on, okay? All right, so I got Hollywood Nightmare. They're a metalcore band out of Hollywood and Los Angeles area. Borderline Radio Show with our radio personalities and DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. Exciting. When we say we're global entertainment, we fucking mean it. And we manage from bands from around the world.
South America.
Chile. Yeah. Italy. So, you know what I mean?
Europe,
so
yeah.
Exactly. And then we have Derek Webb, who we're on the air with right now. Actor, producer, and radio host. And also, we're going to be marketing his own line of gear, like health gear, you know, shirts, you know, health equipment, stuff like that.
Oh.
And we're going to get him some, like, supplements and get him some workout video stuff going on. So
okay.
These are things we're working on for Derek Webb. Of course, he's also very active in the movie scene right now. He's doing he's filming for Staycation right now. He just filmed for Hollywood Nightmare starring Andy Dick. Recently, and he's got many other things coming up, so be on the lookout for Derek Webb, not the basketball player. I think he's basketball, Derek Webb. There's a famous dude named Derek Webb. I think he's a I think he's like a basketball player.
I remember Spud Webb.
Something. Derek Webb. Anyway, and then we have Band of Family, a hard rock band out of Bakersfield, California. Be on the lookout for Band of Family. Amazing music, really really good stuff. I see great things coming for them.
Would you say radio friendly?
Oh, they're very radio friendly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have Wicked Star, another amazing radio friendly band, hard rock out of the LA area. Then, of course, we have China Myers, author out of Pennsylvania. She's also a radio host now, also with us from Pennsylvania. So we have radio personalities like Derek Webb calling in from New Hampshire and China Myers calling in from Pennsylvania. And then, of course, Jenny and the Muse.
Right.
And then now we also have Vocals, Boffy, and then we have just got a couple of new ones. I'm working on getting Thomas the Red.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a comedian. Hilarious motherfucker.
Viking guy.
He's he dresses like a Viking and comes out. He sings this song called A Whole New Hole, you know, like from Pocahontas, but he says a whole new hole, like he's going to stab a hole through somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Viking. I mean,
so he has swords.
He's crazy.
It's
and he has lots.
Oh,
dude, we saw him at the CIA. Speaking of that, CIA, we just went out and we saw Black Heroin Gallery.
Yeah.
Amazing as always. Love these guys. Shout out to Yeho, Joseph, Curtis Steele, and Tony Ekman, also from Postmodern Superstar, which was on our show in June. And then they played a CIA, also Postmodern Superstar, with Tony Ekman and Curtis Steele as well. Really good stuff. Shout out to Carl Crew,
the owner of the CIA.
Yeah. We've missed you. Check out, if you have never seen his movie, check out Blood Diner. It's a cult classic from the 80s. It's a crazy fucking movie. All hail Sheetar.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can fucking say. All hail Sheetar.
Hey, gator mouth woman.
Anyway, good stuff. But shout out real quick to our, we've got the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, Petey's Place in Tarzana, California, Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, and Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. We hope to be doing shows with all of you again very soon. We have our show Saturday, October 9th. With Black Sabbatha as the headliner. We also have Jane's Addicted playing right before them. And then we have Hands of Doom. And then also the Paul Collins Band. So it's going to be a great night of music. Going from like 8 to like 12:30 in the morning, whatever. Doors open at 7. Come on down. Have a great time with us at the Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. What's up, Derek Webb? How's it going? What do we got going on today for us in the world of health? Take it away, my friend.
So, yeah, I'm actually discussing a little bit because I had a few people come forward to me, which I found very interesting since I had that little scare a little while back with that
right.
little arrhythmia heart rate.
Right.
I've had some fans come forward and ask me a little bit about what it was, the proper diagnosis, and then they said, hey, I've had this before. Does it affect my fitness, my capability of working out in the gym and at home? I forgot to share this with the fans tonight because I found it very interesting. Is what I would like to share with everyone tonight is there's something out there. It's called a lot of people have it more than a good majority more of the population has it than they actually realize. But it's called an ectopic heartbeat. An ectopic heartbeat, which also is known as PAC or PBC, which a lot of people. Traditionally, in the cardiology field, a cardiologist who's licensed and certified will even tell you that.
Right.
You can attack Holter monitor. today, you can line up 100 people on the side of the road, a random group of 100 to 200 people. And of those 100 to 200 people, at least half or more than half of them would have an ectopic heart rhythm and not realize it because they just don't feel it because it's so faint. But what it is it's a PAC or a PVC, which are two forms of ectopic heart rhythms, which a PAC is what we call a pre-atrial contraction of the heart, which comes from the upper aortic chamber of the heart, which actually stimulates the electrical impulses, which sends out the beat to your heart rhythm. And what happens there with the PACs, a premature atrial contraction that's in the upper chamber, is the atrial part of the heart, which sends out the electrified signals to keep the heart pumping, sends out too many or if not a little less electrified signals at once, which therefore creates an mishap beat or missignal beat, which interprets a misfire beat, which sometimes sends in a different rhythm to the heart. A lot of these times, these things are typically, and honestly, you can go to your cardiologist, and a lot of them will tell you, like in my case, luckily, it would, not in all cases, but in most cases, they are benign, and they are nothing that are going to be harmful or create harm. However, the only ones that will, and I urge people that are medically urgent to keep an eye on, are PVCs, especially if we're working out, are PVCs, which are pre-atrial ventricular contractions of the heart, which come from the ventricular muscles and the ventricular valves of the heart. Those are the more dangerous ones you got to kind of look out for. They're not dangerous per se, but they are considered benign, but they can be more dangerous than the PACs. But those ones come from the ventricular chamber, which is in the lower sector of the heart, which if overworked too much, especially if you're into health and fitness and you don't realize you have it going on, you're developing feelings of weakness, pain, dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea, vomiting, things like that, especially during a workout, and you're feeling pain, you have episodes of blacking out, it could be a sign you may have that, and particularly the PVC, which can actually lead to, if not treated and diagnosed, and if it is given chronic severe symptoms of that nature, can lead to sudden onset of heart discomfort, chest pain, and in worst cases, sometimes even sudden cardiac arrest. Which PVCs are typically, those are not considered, a lot of cases, that's only in severe cases if you have a heart condition, really deformed heart. But in most cases, they're really denied. I've had people ask me, am I safe to work out? Am I safe to work out? Honestly, if you have a PAC or PVC, I've actually confronted already cardiologists about this. I confronted doctors. I'm not a licensed cardiologist or a doctor.
Right.
But coming to the fitness aspect, it is proven it is actually healthy for you to work out with having both of those conditions because it's proven to strengthen the heart valves and the heart muscles while working out. The only time you should not be working out is if these conditions are debilitating enough that they're causing, like I said, the weakness, the faintness, the dizzy spells. That's when you want to get to the doctor, follow up, and make sure it's nothing more serious. And traditionally with the PACs, especially the preatrial contractions of the upper chamber of the heart, which are the most less vulnerable of both, those electrical signals that are being sent, it's so benign that all it is just a mishap of a fired electrical signal.
And oh, okay.
It's just your heart. Oh, here's a mishap. Oh, here's a quick little electrical bolt that, you know, we're just going to send you to give you a skipped heartbeat. So this is a little skipped heartbeat. The ones that you got to look out for, once again, the PVCs, those are traditionally most of the time, they're benign. They're nothing to worry about. The only reason they're considered a little more abnormally serious is because, like, it involves the ventricular chambers of the heart, which is overworked and overstrenuously worked, especially if you're someone who has a bad heart, you're an old age. You know, I mean, hell, if you're 20, 30, 40 years old, you know, 9 out of 10, you have nothing to worry about. You're a young guy, you get heart health with you still. I mean, however, you're overweight, you have some health issues, and you're having PVCs, and that's bothering, especially PVCs against, you know, those are the kinds of people that should probably get checked out and monitor them more cautiously than most others. But traditionally, PACs, PVCs are completely harmless, and working out, I urge you, get to the gym, work out, try to work against them. However, I'm not a doctor, so honestly, if they are causing discomfort, please follow up to your primary care, follow up to your local cardiologist. But they are provenly to be most of the time benign, and they're not going to create any harm and no foul play. And actually, if anything, it will strengthen you to help you get through those by doing to get a good workout. Working out will help strengthen those, so you will get rid of the PACs. Working out has been proven through the American Heart Association to help eliminate those kind of mishaps, misfired beats, and even heart palpitations. And one thing that's good for it, too, a lot of people don't know, is high dosages, not too high, but a little bit of a high dose of magnesium and potassium. Magnesium and potassium, vitamin mineral supplement you can find in traditionally your local protein drinks, even at your local GNC drugstore. For decent moderate amounts of protein and magnesium and potassium has been proven to actually help also eliminate the PVCs and the PACs and bring your heart back to its.
Oops. I don't know what happened. Oopsies.
Back to its most comment.
Sorry, Derek. I had another call. I was trying to merge the calls.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
What's up, China?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Sorry, Derek, you were getting too serious on me. I'm just kidding. Sorry. I was trying to merge the calls. I love you, Derek. Don't hurt me. I'll come through and give you gifts when I'm, you know, in Maine or something.
Up that way.
Anyway, what's up, China?
Nothing. I'm just chilling.
Did you have a chance to check out their music?
Yeah, I checked out all of it, but they're pretty awesome, huh?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And did you know they're also with Sony?
Oh, them too?
I'm going to throw in the word Sony like 20 times. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I hear
Sony.
You.
Plug Sony. Anyway.
Yeah, specifically Die Laughing.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Die Laughing Records, Golden Robot, then Orchard Distribution. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, love it. Keep talking about it, right? Like in your long list at the beginning.
Is that Derek? There we go. All right, he's back.
Okay,
see, that's what I love about Sam, the owner of LA Talk Radio. The man came on here on my little computer and did it for me, merged the little calls. I love it. Love you, Sam.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He knows what the hell's going on, because I'm like, how do I merge this?
Last week, I was just rattling. I was like, oh, my God, Jenny's right.
Thank you. I really, again, I appreciate you, and thank you so much for carrying the interview on without me, because I don't know what happened. Like, the internet just, for some reason, just dropped in that area for that whole hour. And I'm like, but it was working right before that, so I don't know. But thank you again for doing that.
Whatever. All I know is that your ass was missed.
thank you. That was a great... That was a great band, great interview, and that was some good stuff.
Well, how did it sound?
It sounded really good, and you could hear the songs. You could hear it, see everything. Everything was good. I checked it over afterwards, so I'll send you a copy. But last week we had the Fallen Electric, really good band, some good music we had last week. We featured them. But this week, we are in the house with Celebrity Stalker.
All right.
Woo! Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrity Stalker. Yeah. Good stuff. Go check them out. I posted on my Facebook page when I did the ad for today for the show. I put a link to the EPK or whatever.
Oh,
and then people can just click on that and go and find you on all the stuff and see your pictures and your upcoming concerts and their and all your stuff. And that's great. And, you know, go click on your videos and whatever else is on there.
Check out the videos.
Yeah, and that's great. So, you know what I mean? Check out their videos. Go to their YouTube page. You know, the usual stuff. They're on Spotify. They're, like, everywhere. Where else? I saw you on a bunch of places on that list. It was, like, what was it?
Apple,
everywhere.
Amazon.
Amazon.
You know, the Orchard Distribution. So, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the major ones. And when you search us, look for Celebrity Stalker, the band. Not Celebrity Stalker, the Maniac, or Celebrity, you know.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity Stalker, the band.
It will just help you find us a lot easier.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff. Good music. I really liked the songs. I saw that. And so I know you sent me 4 songs. And I know you have the new one. Now, I saw Your Mom. That was hilarious. I saw the video for your mom.
It's a good one.
And I could not stop laughing. And I was very... It drew me in. Like, I really watched one. I had to listen to the whole damn song. I had to watch the whole video. I had to, like... I could not, like... It was very engaging.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was good. It was good content.
Yes,
And I liked that. That was really nice.
We made that video on our own. Our bass player, lead singer Jason, he does all of our video editing and You know, we put the story concept together, and he directed it. And it was, at first, it was going to look more like a Married with Children type thing. Cause we always,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because we always had access to the sitcom set that we used in the video.
Oh, that's awesome.
But the mom we were going to use changed, and the new mom looked more like, I mean, it's like Three's Company, right? I mean, it kind of feels like Three's Company.
Was it kind of a Prince, Fresh Prince of Bel Air type situation?
Something like
that. You know, you got the two aunts, Aunt Vivian, and you got the two different aunts, and they look totally different and act totally different, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we had to go a different direction, but yeah, we also had recently changed the words too, because the words used to be more to the point of the story of what happened with this mom, and
okay,
and we changed them more to her baking cookies, and it went with the video. I thought it worked really well. I mean,
it was really good. I thought it was very inventive. It was very different, and I like that.
So that's our newest single, and on the Year of the Thief that we released last year, it's not on there. But if you come out to any of our shows or message us directly. Right. You can get the version of You're the Thief that has your mom, which Jenny has in her hands
right
now.
I'm very excited about.
So if you want one,
very excited.
Hit us up, look us up, Celebrity Stalker the band, let us know.
Very excited.
But all the music's out there for download on your favorite app.
And I see you have another new song that you had put out recently, Thrill Seekers.
That was the first single off that album.
That was the first single.
The newest
thing
right now is Your Mom. We're going back to the studio in a couple months to work on some new singles. We wanted to do the full-length album, but now that we've done it, and with the pandemic and everything that hit when we're in the middle of making it, we're just like, you know what? We're just going to go like a lot of the other bands right now, stay
new
a little more digital, and just go like two singles at a time.
I got you.
Make videos, because I think the videos right now are what's the most engaging. So.
Well, yeah, of course, because everybody's stuck at home.
I always love videos too.
Yeah, videos are the shit. Like how I don't know. I grew up in an era with when MTV started.
Right.
MTV.
Yeah. When MTV started, I was like, I don't know, like fucking 10 or some shit. Yeah. What was it? Like 81, 82,
something
83,
like
somewhere in there. I wasn't like in 83. I was 10. Okay. So like MTV started when I was coming of age, music, like when you're going to be the most influenced by things, like your mind is developing. You're like, what am I going to like for music and television and movies? And you know what I mean? It kind of shapes you. The things that happen to you as a kid and as a teenager.
You got to see all kinds of music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they had like everything from Michael Jackson to Prince to, Poison and Cinderella and stuff. Yeah. Like there was so many different bands that put out music during that era. You know what I mean? Like Annie Lennox, all them, just like the Eurythmics, everybody put out music videos during that time, and some bands are known so much for their music videos, like Aha, Take On Me. That was like innovative and it was something, it was completely different for its time and people still.
Michael Jackson Thriller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, the big cat eyes and
the B-52s.
Oh, yeah, the B-52s, a love shack.
Because you would then get to see like how interesting they look, and you didn't get that on the radio,
I didn't even know this entire time RuPaul was in the video for Love Shack.
All the way back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in Tu Wong Fu also.
Oh, that I knew.
At the end of the movie. But that was around that same era-ish, kind of in the 80s. And I'm like, wow, he's been around for a while. But the point is, like, that's amazing that you see all this different stuff that was integrated into these videos and the music and everything. And that's great that bands are still doing that today.
Right.
And we appreciate you guys putting in the artistic development, all the stuff that goes into this.
Have you seen the Thrill Seekers?
Yeah, because that's hard work, right?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah,
so
I saw that video too.
One
that
like
was good.
A story.
Yeah,
and
I love it though. But telling a story is what a music video should do.
Exactly.
If it's not telling a story or conveying the premise behind the song itself, like what's the point?
Exactly.
Like it has to have some kind of artistic vision, and it has to be like, I mean, we've been in a music video. The Muse and I have been in a music video for Fate Destroyed, which is a metal band. We were covered in fake blood.
Nice.
That was badass. Yeah.
We got on the bus like that.
It was a very interesting. I chased after a cop car. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, I had blood all over me. My hair was all blood. I thought it was funny. Now I'm a white woman who did this, so I guess that's okay. But I was dragging my leg. I was dragging my leg down the road and acting like I was all fucked up and like there was something really wrong with me and shit. Please help me. And I'm all like going like this. And the cops just started laughing their asses off. They were like, you're crazy. They're like, you're funny as hell. Like they just kept driving. And oh, dude, I have a really twisted, fucked up sense of humor. Don't.
I play in a hardcore group.
I see our videos.
I mean, I'm with you on that. I think horror and twisted.
What's going on, dude? What's going on in China? You got questions?
I got a question.
Okay, go for it.
Where are you guys from? And start out with your name so that everybody knows your name.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
The videos we were just talking about, you can find them on our YouTube page, Celebrity Stalker the Band. That is the name of the band, Celebrity Stalker. And we are from Southern California because I grew up in Orange County.
Orange County.
Jason and I met in high school, but our drummer, Charlie, he grew up in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And at this point, I still live in Orange County.
Okay, yeah. You drove up here today from there, yeah.
And Charlie lives over near Marina Del Rey, and Jason lives up in North Hollywood. So
and what's your name, and what do you do in the band?
So my name's Larry.
Right.
My name's Larry, LP3. I'm the lead guitar player, one of the primary songriters. So if you like those riffs you hear, those come out of my warped mind.
And who's the singer?
Singer is Jason.
Okay.
And him and I have been writing songs together since high school. He comes up with a lot of lyrical content for us, a lot of themes.
Is this a three-person band?
Three-piece.
I like it. Like a Rush thing.
Yep.
You got Rush and Primus.
Yeah.
Two of the most pivotal three-piece bands ever.
If you can get it done.
Yeah. We manage bands, but we also cover a lot of concerts. I've been doing concerts for the last 9 years, between my own concerts as well as covering other people's concerts. We've had a lot of three-piece bands. We've even had some two-pieces. You know what I mean? So it's really, really. I love the Tragic Radicals. They've played my concerts before. Yeah. I love them. They're such good people, and I really love a lot of the bands from Orange County. I have a lot of bands that have played our concerts from Orange County. We go down and to the different venues and stages. Well, it used to be Malone's, you know, and a lot of places like that.
Esports Arena.
We've done some shows there.
We'll be on some of your shows.
Shout out to my brother Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. Rock on.
What's up?
He does a lot of concerts all over Southern California as well.
Nice.
So, you know, of course, we can get you on ours. We can get you on theirs.
Let's do it.
You know, and we're looking to branch out. I'm trying to find new venues. So, you know, we're working on some stuff. Sometimes it's slow going.
Right.
You know?
The last guy, the third piece of the band, the one that completed it because we've been other bands, but when we settled on this three piece, Charlie Moffitt. He's our drummer.
Right.
And he plays drums. Well, starting recently, I think over the last couple of years, he started playing drums with a band that you have interviewed here before, Pandemic Unleashed.
I love Pandemic Unleashed.
So,
Gino Gavlik.
Yeah. So
that's the motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
Jesus, can't go wrong. 250,000 likes on Facebook alone.
It's crazy.
Those motherfuckers are crazy. Yeah. Like our band Hollywood Nightmare has like 6,300 monthly listeners on Spotify. Like I'm just saying, like some of these bands are just, you don't realize what they got going on until you like look at their stuff.
Right.
You're like, oh Jesus, they've got like, you know, like X amount of like followers on Instagram and likes on Facebook and this and that and the other thing. And I mean, it doesn't always translate into dollars.
Well, that's why you have to like look at the analytics and find out that 100,000 of them are in Japan. And then you're like, that's where we need to book up. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the thing, because it's all global, right? Yeah. Everything's so global. And you try to pull in L.A. and you find out that all the people that are actually buying your stuff are in
other countries.
Or another part of the U.S.
Which is not a bad thing.
No. Gives you a reason to go.
Yeah, and it gets you out of the country to go on tours in other places, see other cultures, see other lands and history and whatnot. So I think it's a great experience for bands to be able to tour, not just in the States, but in other countries as well. I think it's beneficial.
Definitely.
I think it's something that every band should do if they're of that caliber. Right. I mean, I've seen, right. I mean,
yeah,
no offense. Exactly. But no offense. Sometimes I've seen some shitty fucking bands.
There are, but
that's the whole point is like, if you're a shitty band, there's a reason you're a shitty band. It's because you don't want to, go to the next level, or you just don't have any talent,
right.
Or you just don't have any fucking talent.
I agree.
And it is what it is. I mean, not everybody is meant to be on the main stage at a venue.
No.
Not everybody's meant to be
the
headliner. Go for it.
What do you consider your genre? What is your music? What is the genre of your music?
Hardcore. That's just
punk metal
hardcore.
Cross over.
Yeah, but not even like, that. I mean, because when I tell that to people, they don't even get it. So
yeah, right.
I just recently updated the bio and was like, okay, you know, stop bullshitting, because all it does is when you're playing in front of metalheads, they're like, dude, you guys are punk. But when you play in front of punkers, they're like, you guys are metal. And it's like we've gotten that our whole life. So
yeah,
what it is it's up tempo, it's fast, it's aggressive.
Right.
It's, if you ever see us live, you know that the moment we hit the first note, I'm in a different zone, and we almost thrash on stage.
I heard some thrash influence.
Right.
In the music.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love that.
Grew up on Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, I'm a huge Suicidal Tendency fan. Megadeth, Metallica. You know, like when thrash metal started, and it was all Anthrax, and you know, crazy.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Going nuts.
Your influences.
So my influences are honestly in this order, in the way they happened: Black Sabbath,
nice.
Jimi Hendrix,
okay.
Randy Rhoads,
nice.
Okay,
all good.
And
yeah,
I had family and people in my family that played in bands or played music, and they all have their opinions. I don't agree with them now that I'm older, but when I was young, they used to try and steer me away from the pop and get me more into things that, you know, they thought I would like. And I've been a metalhead since I was a kid.
Right.
Grew up on rock and roll, and Black Sabbath, Jimi Hendrix,
hell yeah,
Randy Rhoads,
all good stuff.
And then you move into Rudolph Schenker of
the
Scorpions for those rhythms.
Fuck yeah.
Iron Maiden for, you know, just their fills and their solos. And then you get into, you know, Metallica, Slayer, Suicidal. And then new metal, I didn't give a crap about any of it. I have no problem.
It's okay.
I would
not
produce it.
A new metal thing.
I would produce it, or I'd go to shows and see it. But I don't want to be on stage and play.
It's not your vibe.
I don't blame you. Not everybody's that.
No.
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to play some songs here. So let us, you want to do, we'll do the top two, the big ones. We're going to do the Thrill Seekers and Your Mom. Because
cool.
I think those are two really good,
they're two
songs
really good
to be. So we're going to do
Crime Styles, though, is don't sleep on that one. You will like that one.
Okay, we're going to hit that third then. All right, so we're going
to
do
LA Talk Radio with Jennifer DeVoe.
I love you. China Myers. All right, we're going to play some Celebrity Stalker now. We're going to do a little two-pack for you. We're going to do Your Mom and Thrill Seekers. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Sony, Sony, Sony.
Your mom. Your mother.
Your mom. Your mother.
to blue from a lack of breath. Victim in this game of death. Satiated as I watch you bleed. K-I-L-L-I-N-G. Stainless steel, this lasting flesh. Fading senses, you gasp me for breath. Thrill seekers on a murder spree. Now it's time to die for me.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! You've been listening to Celebrity Stalker. We played Your Mom first, then we played Thrill Seekers, and then it's crime styles of the
rich, and then the chorus is obviously Infamous.
Awesome. Well, because I can't see the whole name of the song on here.
I got a question. As far as that last song, was that directed toward any group of people in particular?
That, oh gosh, that one.
Or a little bit of everybody?
Yeah. If you
remember, we're on a time constraint, sir. So when
directed
you
to the 1%. It directed to anyone that abuses their power in the 1%. And there was a little bit of everything in there, if you go back.
That's crazy. That was good, though. I really love it. Yeah. I love the songs. Really good. Edgy. I love it. First of all, we want to thank you. We want to thank Celebrity Stalker for being on Jenny's World Talk on the Block today. Thank LA Talk Radio. Celebrity Stalker. Hell yeah. The band.
If you're looking us up online.
Right. Let everybody know real quick where they can see you in concert, like your dates and venues, and then also your social media and your website.
Okay. So I'll just start with social media. On Instagram, we're Celebrity Stalker the Band. On Facebook, Celebrity Stalker the Band. You can download any of the music you heard today from Amazon, Google, Amazon, YouTube, Apple, all of Spotify. It's all out there. Shout out to a few of our sponsors and our endorsers. Number one, ESP Guitars. We appreciate you for endorsing us, everything you do for us. Saluda Cymbals, Crunch Cables and Cabinets, Rock and Roll Industries Magazine, and our label, Monster Media Records, and the label that made it all happen in the first place, Die Laughing Records, and Golden Robot Entertainment.
Nice.
Shout out to them for all the help they give us with distribution and why we're on The Orchard and Sony.
Hell yeah.
Right there. and then shows. If you want to see us, if you liked anything you heard, we're playing this Saturday at Area 51 in Vernon with The Mentors. We are playing July 31st, which is two Saturdays, Pacifico Cantina with Los Creepers, Sixth Sense, and Weaponized, and Cinekill. And PDW. The next day, August 1st, Sunday, we'll be with the kids at the OC Fair on the Plaza stage. So come down and check us out. There will be no cussing. So you anyone with kids, it's the time to see us if you want to see us. And say that you can't get out of the house because you can't find a babysitter. Come to the fair.
Right.
Bum. Then Saturday after that, we're out in Vegas for Double Down at the Double Down Saloon with Crimson Riot, Boulevard Bullies. And that is going to be a really fun show. Looking forward to hitting up Vegas again.
Hell yeah.
Then we come back the following Sunday after that on August 15th. We're at the Goodnight Bar in North Hollywood for a matinee show. And then Saturday, August 21st, we're at Boomer's Cocktail Lounge in Lakewood. September 4th, if you're staying home for Labor Day, we're at the Regal Inn in Lakewood. September 18th, we're in Huntington Beach, down by the beach. Well, not exactly by the beach, but at Surf Dogs. And if you know where that is, that's a great spot.
Hell yeah.
Great stage, good sound. And then October 23rd, we're back at Boomer's in Lakewood for another show. And those are all what we have at the moment. But I'm also working on a lot of other dates. So keep your eye out on our show calendar.
You guys are busy. That's good.
Be able
Hell
to see
yeah.
us.
That's good.
You will be able to see us.
That's amazing. Check out their music, Celebrity Stalker, the band. Check them out on social media. Go like them, follow them, share their stuff. Share and like this interview today that you saw on LA Talk Radio. This has been Jenny and the Muse, Kate Myers. Say goodbye, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Kate. Bye. It's been China Myers. And before that, we had Derek Webb calling in from New Hampshire as our health segment. But we want to thank Celebrity Stalker again for being with us today. Check them out. Go follow them, like them, share their stuff, and support your local music wherever it is you may live. All right. Again, this has been Jenny the Muse. Peace out. Next week, we have got Running from Shadows. So come back next week and check us out. We'll see you then.
All right.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jenna.
Bye,
Jenna.
Thank you, Jenny. Love you.
Thank you, Muse.
The Muse. All right, that was China Myers. All right, we're out of here. Till next week. Peace out.
All right.
Be safe.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.